All right. Welcome to Out of the Box, episode 3, with my awesome guest, Pastor John Argudo. And I'm excited for tonight, for what God is going to share with us tonight. And I can't wait. Amen. Under the title, The Process. Amen. It's amazing what this awesome pastor, man of God, my dear friend, amen, has gone through. So if you are logging in, come on and log in. Amen. We are going to also stream this through YouTube, amen, and also our podcast, and it's going to be awesome. So you have time to catch up, amen, but I want you to share this. I want you to leave a comment. I want you to leave prayer petition, questions, amen, because I know for a fact that God is going to minister to your life today like never before. I am like super excited for what God is going to deliver so many people and deliver to us today, you know, through your lips, Pastor John. So, amen. Introduce yourself. Say hi to the people. Amen. Welcome to the house.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Amen. God bless you. We love you, Pastor, man. Tito. We love you too. And count it a blessing, an honor, and a privilege to be able to join you on this program. And we just want to greet everyone this evening, friends and family that are connected, that are watching. We love each and every one of you, especially my dear wife, Lisi. Love you, honey. And I know that she's there watching. And we're just excited, Pastor. We're excited to lift the name of Jesus up.
Amen.
We are excited to just bring a word of strength and encouragement to the so many men, women, and families that are going through situations that many times in our humanity we just simply do not understand or can give it a meaning. But believe me, you know, we serve a loving and a sovereign God. Amen. And nothing takes him by surprise.
That's right.
He is an intentional God, and one way or another in the lives of his children, all things will work out for our good and for his glory.
That's good.
Thank you
That's
for the
good.
Opportunity.
Amen. Hey, we're excited. Amen. This title, The Process. Hey, listen, I wanted Pastor John to come because as pastors, we go through some things, man, that is so hard and difficult, and seasons that come about that we don't know what to do, and we can only depend on God. We don't have people to share sometimes what we're going through. And we could only go to the cross. We could only kneel down and pray to God to help us navigate through these situations and process. Amen. Mm-hmm. And I know I had, like, for the 3 episodes already, I have had front row seat looking at how God, in his mercy and his power, has delivered you from so many things and empower you and uplift you in your seasons that you've gone through and process. You know, and I want to honor you and tell you, right now, not only as a friend and or a pastor, you know, I just want to tell you that you are an inspiration.
Praise
and
God.
You empower me so many times, because when I look at my situations and what I go through as a pastor and how I'm trying to navigate this, and I get frustrated, you know, sometimes tired, disappointed, so many discouragement comes in, so many different things, you know, I'm like, I begin to assess my situation. I'm like, man, I got to slap myself and say, you know what? Look at how Pastor John is handling it. And it's so much harder what he's going through than what I've gone through. So we bless you, because without you even knowing, you are ministering to so many lives with your actions and how you conduct yourself and how you trust God in your process. So right away, I know you came, amen, from New York, and you transitioned all the way to Florida. I saw that happen, amen. And talk to me a little bit about that, you know.
Wow, I know that you and I, we share similar experiences, a similar journey in that transition.
Amen.
From the capital del mundo, the capital of the world, New York. And
let's go.
And now we're here in sunny Florida, the Sunshine State, the vacation capital. I don't think we could have ever planned that.
Amen.
But listen, I'm equally blessed, Pastor, friend, because that's what you are, you and your family. We are family, we're friends, and we're equally blessed to have you in our life. And I know that we don't talk every day, but the fact of the matter is that from day one, our lives connected. It was I believe, a divine connection. From day one, we connected and we collaborated and we became dear friends. And you have been an inspiration to our lives as well, you and your ministry. I may be looking from afar, but I'm one of your biggest fans, you know, as I see what the Lord is doing in you and through you. Wow. We just can't help but just be amazed, honestly. How lives are just being impacted. Let me tell you, God already knew it. He knew your transition. He knows our story.
That's right.
The fact of the matter is that by no means can we place a period where God places a comma.
Let's go.
There are just different chapters in this journey. And though we know beyond any shadow of a doubt that God is in our journey and that God is writing our story, it does not exempt us from adversity.
Come on.
It does not exclude us from the process. If we want to be vessels and instruments in the hands of a holy God, then there are things that we're going to have to go through. It's all part of our testimony. It's all a part of our story where God always gets the glory.
That's right.
Because if we don't have trials, if we don't have adversity, if everything just goes as planned, right? Then reality, if we keep it real, humanly speaking, we wouldn't entertain the thought that, you know what, I really don't need God.
That's good.
So many times we have to go through some things.
That's right. To see the manifestation.
To see the manifestation. Power. Absolutely. To see the sovereignty of God, to see the grace and the love and the favor of God at work in our life. Let me tell you, if I have a prayer life, it's because I've been through some stuff. Amen. And I'm sure you could you could share the
That's
same.
That's right. And I tell people, don't skip the process.
That's right.
We need it.
It's part of it. You know, we focus on the glory, but I don't mean to use the cliche, but we all have a story.
That's right.
You know, there's absolutely no way that we can experience the victory and experience the breakthrough without first enduring the battle. And speaking of process, I think about King David, before he even was a king, because we're talking about transitions and how God leads us in a journey many times that we don't understand. Mm-hmm. In parentheses, if God were to tell us the details of our journey, I'm pretty sure most of us would say, God, maybe you need to choose somebody else because I don't think I can deal or handle anything like that. So he spares us,
that's good,
of the details, and he leads us through this faith journey. And I think about David and the transition that he went through. Mm-hmm. And I think that, Pastor, you and I, we can relate to that because he had the calling.
That's right.
And he had the support, of friends and family, of people that were truly on his side. But when it was about time to face Goliath, when it was about time to face the giant that propelled him towards his destiny and his purpose in God, he was alone.
Wow. It's good.
He had God. He had the calling. He had the anointing. He had the people. But if we get down to the nitty-gritty, he had to step alone into that battlefield.
Let's go.
But it was a choice that he had to make. And because he responded in faith and because he trusted in the God that called him, he obtained the victory because he realized, wait a minute, it's not by might.
That's right.
Nor by power.
That's good.
But by my spirit, says the Lord. So I don't know what it is that you're going through, but realize and acknowledge the fact it's not by might.
Let's go.
It's not by power.
Preach.
It's not, the victory is not obtained through the titles or the skills or the abilities that you possess. If God has called you, he will surely equip you. If God has called you, he will surely sustain you. But you got to take that step.
Wow.
You got to take the step towards your destiny.
Amen.
You got to take the step towards your purpose. Because if not, you will live out the rest of your life wondering what it could have been.
That's right.
If you just would have trusted.
Wow, that's good.
Amen.
Now, you transitioned by faith to Florida.
Yes, sir.
A lot of things happened in this journey.
A lot of stuff happened.
Lot of things that didn't go the way you thought it was going to go.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not even going to go into details because I know some of the details, but I know that God opened a door, in that season mm-hmm. of like, what now? And God opens a door for you. You step in. This is to a church that you're going to now go in mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. and take over and begin to be the lead pastor there mm-hmm. that has already a past DNA and all this stuff. What were your challenges there? Because there are pastors that go through that. They have to step into mm-hmm. what already another pastor was doing. And how did you handle that? You know, I know there's the spirit of comparison. Mm-hmm. You know, well, the other pastor didn't speak like this. Yeah. Or didn't do this way. How did you manage and navigate that?
That's a very good question. For anybody transitioning into a ministry role, a pastoral role, possibly taking over a church that someone else pastored, it is extremely challenging in many different ways. One of the first things that I learned quickly was there's absolutely no way that I can fill anybody else's shoes mm-hmm. but the ones that God has prepared for me.
That's good.
You gotta fulfill your assignment. You gotta pursue your purpose. You honor the ones that were behind you.
That's good.
The ones that came before you, but you have to fulfill God's purpose and assignment for your life. He has anointed you for the season that you are entering in. Amen. The same way that God was there for example, for the pastor that was there before you, mm-hmm. that same God is also going to be with you because along with his calling, we carry his presence in his anointing, not just to survive, but to thrive in the name of the Lord.
So mm-hmm. so you knew God called you for this?
For sure.
God was the one who opened that door. Mm-hmm. You stepped in by faith.
Yeah.
You didn't care about the naysayers and mm-hmm. all that other stuff, the noise.
Yeah.
And you stood focused. Amen. And you took that church to another level and transitioned it to mm-hmm. from renters to ownership. You know, mm-hmm. you purchased a land and, mm-hmm. and a church property, mm-hmm. and now you're even remodeling and expanding, and God is just doing something there powerful. And in that season, you had ups and downs as well, because all the time you decide to do something for the Lord, all hell breaks loose.
Yeah.
It is not easy. You have battles with the cities. You have battle with the people. You have battle with disloyalty and all kinds of things happen there, you know, mm-hmm. but God is still there. Talk to me a little bit about that transition there, that those battles as a pastor mm-hmm. to take your church from glory to glory.
Let me tell you, Pastor T, you know, for the first 6 months, as my role as lead pastor, along with my wife, for the first 6 months, I found myself questioning, God, were you sure about this?
Wow.
Because at the very beginning of our ministry, we felt like firefighters, you know, putting out fires and trying to, you know, bring order and trying to implement the vision that God, you know, had given us for the church. By the way, our church is Nueva Vida Church.
Amen.
God bless you, fam. And we're located in West Palm. And it's a blessing to see how long we have come. And we know that this is just the beginning. God by no means is done. But yeah, you're gonna face different situations. Some people that will swear up and down that they will never leave your side, they're the first persons to leave, you know, once adversity knocks the door, you know, of your ministry. And that's why you got to keep your focus on God. I remember saying, God, you know, I just don't know what to do. And I'm not saying that I heard God's voice audibly, but I really felt God just speaking to my heart, Pastor. He said, teach and preach my word, for I am the one that changes and renews the hearts of man. And that's what I purposed to do. And little by little, it was amazing to see how relationships were restored and new ones were birthed. There was a shift. Okay, some people left, but a beautiful core stayed and remained. And upon that beautiful foundation, God just continued to grow the church, and many new families came that wanted to be part of the vision that God had planted.
Beautiful, beautiful. Mm-hmm. So in the midst of it, mm-hmm. you stood firm.
Firm.
In your faith.
Amen.
In the calling.
Amen.
did not allow distraction to step in and try to deviate or derail what God already predestined you to do there.
Yes, sir.
And we're excited because we have seen the process and we see how God continues to push you forward in the midst of all that has happened. But in all of that, that you're doing ministry, that you are changing and touching lives and constructions and rebuilding and things happening within all those processes, amen, then sickness hits the family. Sickness arrives to the home. This is very hard because, you know, we are preachers of faith and of healing, of the healing power of God. And we're building someone else's faith to say, you know, God can do it. God will heal you. You know, the power of God is over you. And then all of a sudden it arrives to your home and you are being tested on your faith. And then it hits your wife, Lisi, which we love and as a mom, as a sister, as you know, she's just amazing. And now she has cancer, right? And talk to me the first time that this happened.
Wow. I asked Pastor to keep us in prayer. We've been saying this for quite some time now, and with the help of the Lord, we pray that this desire comes to fruition. We want to write a book. And the title that God gave us for that book is Just in Time. Because in a nutshell, that really it just defines, you know, our experience through that, you know, the season of sickness. And there are just so many things that we have learned and we're still learning, and there are so many things that we have experienced and we are still experiencing. It's not easy. I can't even fully articulate it, honestly.
It must be so hard. It's just,
it is. And one of the things that God, you know, really pressed upon our heart to share with his people, that, you know, faith not necessarily makes the journey easy, but it does make it possible. And there's absolutely no way that we could be still here. I even told this to my leaders. I said, you know, and this was at the first time, you know, because my wife was diagnosed with cancer four times. She's right now, please, we covered your prayers. She's right now undergoing chemo for the last, because of the last diagnosis. And if you see her, she is still worshiping. She is still serving. She is still supporting me and the ministry and just praying alongside me. That's only God, honestly.
Only God. In the middle of all that, four times, you also...
2018, January 25th, 2018, I was diagnosed with prostate cancer. This is why when I have the opportunity, Pastor, to share, people are like, "Are you kidding me? For real? Nah, man.
My God." So you're pastoring, you're leading a flock that everybody has issues and problems that you got to deal with as well. So you're taking everybody else's burden to bring it to the Lord, but you're dealing with it. You know, sickness hitting you, hitting your wife, and then over and over and over, and you still have children that you have to, you know, look after and mentor and support and encourage. Where did you get all this strength? That's just why I'm saying you are inspirational, bro. You're standing here before so many people testifying of what the Lord, you know, beyond just the cancer, many other things happening. Because in the middle of that, people left your side too. I'm sure that people that you thought that would never leave, in your worst, lowest moment, they disappear. They didn't say one word and they left the church.
My God.
When you needed them the most. This is, I think, am I just making this up?
It's accurate, sure.
When you needed it the most, they disappear.
Yeah.
Without a word, without email, text,
a justified reason. I mean,
how do you handle all that?
Let me tell you, people, one of the things that, again, I'm sure that we can agree with, sometimes we just got to let people go. And you know, you can't fight you know, the decisions that sometimes got, you know, people have to make. You know, through those times of uncertainty where you just don't get it, that's when you more than ever have to cling on to the calling of God, you know, over your life. Because, you know, people will leave you, people will forsake you, people will, you know, could even backstab you, you know, but God is the only one that truly remains faithful. And God, you know, has taught us. And I'm speaking, and possibly I make it sound easy. It's not, okay? Wow. I've cried. I've been angry. I have complained. I've been wanting to throw in the towel week upon after. It's funny because Sunday you will have a powerful message, and then on Monday, a powerful experience in the presence of God. And then on Monday, you want to throw in the towel. Yeah. And then because there is a fire that's burning from within us that enables and empowers us to say, wait a minute, I know God, that you live and you're not done. I know that you're not done. And right now the enemy wants me to give up. But when those times come, I've learned to look up for where my help comes from.
Come on.
That is the only way. I cannot sit here and lie to you and say, oh yeah, it's been easy. You know, I never experienced any type of warfare or moments of anxiety or depression. That's another story. Depression. I had my bouts with depression. Yeah,
you teach that in our church. And you brought breakthroughs for some people. They thought they couldn't believe it. A pastor. We all go through that.
You have to reach a moment in your struggle where you have to wake up and acknowledge where your strength comes from. That's the bottom line. You know, I wish I could point you to a good book. I wish I could point you to a good teacher, but I most definitely will point you to a good God, a mighty God, a powerful God, a sovereign God who is strong, especially when we're weak. That's my only... I mean, when I was going through depression, consider myself a young man, you know, being diagnosed with prostate cancer, seeing my wife and trying to hold it down, trying to be strong, not trying to just break down in front of her, even though there were moments where I just couldn't take it. And I realized, you know what? It's okay to be human. Sometimes as men, as ministers, we just want to be, you know, macho. We want to be strong. Never let them see you sweat. Never let them see you cry. No, one of the things that I've taught my church is that I'm real. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I have no shame in my game. I'm the first one to ask for prayer.
Come on.
Okay. I'm the first one to say, I need Jesus.
Let's go.
I'm the first one to say, you got to be transparent. Mm-hmm. Pastors, ministers, don't be afraid, okay, to be transparent. You know, it's not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength. Don't hide it, because when you truly humble yourself, that's when God lifts you up. That's when you're promoted. That's when you're strengthened. That's when you're anointed. Remember that there's a crushing. Hallelujah. T.D. Jake talks about that in his book. Amazing. There is a crushing that takes place, just like in the wine press, just like with the olive. Wow. It needs to be crushed, because that's the only way that the anointing will be able to flow. I feel the presence of God up in here. That is the only way the anointing will be able to flow, and it's God's anointing and his power, the enablement of his spirit that will allow you not just to survive, not to just make it, but to thrive in the name of the Lord. Oh, through it all, I just got to bless God. There's just so many. I told this to my leadership. This is where I was going at. I said, you know what? I have so many reasons to just hand in my letter of resignation. And with my wife and family, just say, farewell. Hasta aquí llegué. God bless you. I know that another pastor will come. And I truly believe that nobody will have justifiable reasons. I know that there will always be one or two that will make some up. But I don't think that no one will have any justifiable reason to judge me and to say, you shouldn't have done that. No, I believe I had reasons to just walk away and focus on my wife.
Come on.
Focus on my kids. Focus on my family. Focus on my health. Focus on the health of my wife. But why didn't I do it? Because greater was the call of God within us than the struggle around us. Greater is the call of God. Greater was the presence of God. Greater is the word of God.
The weight of his glory.
The weight of his glory. Let me tell you, the negative and the toxic thoughts, you got to replace them with something.
Come on.
Okay? And I'm not just saying to go to the public library or to go to Barnes and Noble. Okay? Yes, read a good book, but nothing compares to the word of the Lord.
Nothing.
Nothing. I say, honey, we're depressed, we're anxious, we're worried, we're upset, we're angry. You know what we got to do? We got to worship a little louder.
Let's go.
That's it. You know what we got to do? We got to pray a little harder. You know what we got to do? We got to serve a little stronger. Come on. We got to seek the presence of God. We got to be in the word. Let me tell you.
I feel God right now, brother.
The struggle is real, but the victory is sure, my brother.
But God is more powerful.
Oh, absolutely. When I feel like depressed and anxious, and it happens often, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to keep it real.
Yeah.
I go to the word, man.
That's it.
I go to the word, and I could begin reading the word, hearing the word, basking in the presence of God, all jacked up. But it's not how you enter in, it's how you come out.
That's beautiful.
It's not how it begins,
come on,
it's how it ends.
That's right.
That's it. Trust me. Trust me. Nah, I just don't believe it. Trust me. It's supernatural, but it's real.
Hey, Proverbs says
supernatural.
Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart.
Amen.
Do not lean on your own understanding.
One of my favorite verses.
In all your ways,
hallelujah,
acknowledge him.
Yes, sir.
And he will make straight your path.
Yes, sir.
Whatever is crooked, whatever is out of order, whatever you don't understand, God alone will make it straight.
Yes.
God will create the path that you need. He will enlighten you. He will give you the strength, the peace that you need. It surpasses all understanding for you to accomplish the goals, the will of the Father, your assignment for his glory. Also, Isaiah 41:10 says, this is for you.
Yes, sir.
Fear not.
Amen.
For I am with you.
Mm.
Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. That's where you get the strength from, Amen. From the Lord.
Amen.
I will help you. He's our helper. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. That's what Amen. God does. This is what God does.
Yes.
And I also wrote down here, Isaiah 40:31 says, for they who wait
upon the Lord.
Come on, you can
finish that. Shall renew their
strength. Let's go.
Amen.
So this is why you say go to the word, because the word will increase
for
your
sure.
faith, will empower you to get up and not quit.
100%. 100%.
So look at that camera.
Wow.
And tell somebody, some pastors that's going through this and they quiet about it. They don't want to share it. Some believers, they say they want to give that fake image that everything is perfect. We all good. And they're not. They're struggling with different areas of their life. And the enemy is constantly attacking. And we know that's what the Bible says. Yeah. Put on the whole armor of faith, you know, to pray and fast so God can give you the strength to endure the trials and tribulation. And he said, in this world, we're going to have them. Mm. But God has overcome them, and we will overcome. We're more than conquerors. But at the same time, we got this human flesh that suffers, that cries, that loneliness comes in. So many different things that we sometimes are not able to share with nobody. But God wants you to be transparent today through the process of Pastor John. He's telling you, if he's doing it with Pastor John, and he has the right attitude, and he's fighting this battle of faith, believing God to the end, not just being a talker, but walking in it. Believing what God said, you know, trusting in the promises of God,
hallelujah.
Then what he's doing with him, if he did it before, he'll do it again. He'll do it with you as well. Mm-hmm. So tell somebody that's listening, that's watching on this podcast or on YouTube or Facebook Live right now, that are leaving comments about, I'm struggling. What can you say? I think we got a minute. What can you say to empower them to believe God and do not dismay?
The good work that God began in you. The good work that God began in me, he will carry it out unto completion. Do not give up. Whatever you do, do not give up. Trust God. Trust in his faithfulness. Trust in his love. Okay, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. Right now, you'll be like, okay, I'm going to trust. Okay, I'm going to believe. And maybe you're going to get on your knees and pray for 5 minutes, and you're going to get up after those 5 minutes, and it's still going to stink. It's still gonna, you know what? Because reality is gonna hit you right in the face. It's still gonna hurt, and it's gonna feel bad, and you're still gonna feel the weight of your struggle. But I'm telling you, do not give up. Persevere, because if you keep trusting and you keep praying and you keep believing and you keep worshiping, there is something that happens, and that occurs in the supernatural. And the more you continue to tap into the grace of God, the supernatural begins to invade the natural. Hallelujah. You can start, you can begin all messed up, but if you don't give up, if you, again, Amen. You keep trusting and you keep believing and you keep worshiping and you keep serving and you keep praying, guess what? There's going to be breakthrough.
Amen.
What does the word breakthrough? Amen. God, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Your victory is already there. Your breakthrough is already there. Your healing is already there. The provision is already there. But as you keep praying and trusting and worshiping and believing, breakthrough, breakthrough, the supernatural invades your present.
Come
the
on.
Supernatural will
Preach.
Break through and reach your natural, where you begin to experience God quickly.
Beautiful.
When you pass through the waters, the word says, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze, says the Lord. He will be with you. Yeah, you're going to walk through the fire, but you will not be consumed.
Beautiful.
You're going to walk through the rivers that, man, it seems you're going to drown, but know that God's right there with his loving arms to lift you right back up and to assure you that it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right.
There you have it, right from the lips of Pastor John. Let me tell you, we could be here for 2 hours and we won't even be able to give you the total process that he's been through. But I hope that this that he shared today was a blessing for your life. Listen, if you going through depression, anxiety, you know, and you're losing your ways and you're struggling in your assignment with the Lord, reach out to us. We're ready and able to deposit in you a word of faith. Listen, God is going to do what he says he's going to do with you if you do not give up. Do not give up. Trust the Lord. Listen, it was powerful. We love you, Pastor Amen. John. Thank you
love
so
you
much
too,
for being bro. Transparent, for sharing Amen. Your heart with us today. I know many lives, those are going to hear it through YouTube or wherever, the podcast. I know they're going to be blessed, you know, around the world, wherever. This is going to reach somebody. It's going to edify their lives and it's going to re-empower them to trust the process and trust the Lord. Man, we honor you. We bless you. Amen. I want you to say a quick prayer. Amen. You know, I know we're a little bit over, but I want you to say a quick prayer. Amen.
Father, in Jesus' name, we know, Father, and we trust that in all things there is a purpose. And God, we pray that you just be glorified right now and that you touch every mind and every heart of those that are presently hearing and those that will hear and will connect. Have your way right now. I pray that you would heal every hurt, that you would strengthen those that feel weak. Oh, Lord God, right now, Father, I pray that you would lift up those that just can't no more. Right now, through your word, through your spirit, my Lord, I pray for healing. I pray for restoration. I pray for deliverance. I pray for strength. I pray for peace like only you can give it, Lord. Have your way, Lord. And we know that difficulties and trials in your hands turn into powerful testimonies. And we believe that right now, powerful testimonies are being birthed for your glory and the advancement of your kingdom. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. There you have it. Amen. Amen. Listen, may the Lord keep you. May the Lord bless you.
Amen.
May the Lord have his way in your life. Amen. We pray this prayer over your life. Amen. That you may be blessed.
Name.
Amen. Listen, tune in to the next episode, episode 4 with Pastor Brandon. Amen. We're going to title that one, The Call. The Amen. Call. So tune in next Monday at 9 p.m. If you want any other information on how to get to the podcast, amen, it will be all in written on Facebook, so you can just check it out. And if you need the YouTube, anything, it's all there for you. So may the Lord bless you. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Amen. See you next Monday.
Amen.
God bless you, John.
God bless you.
Man.
Love
amen.
You too.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you.